FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate ratings for restaurants. Today, Heritage Day, I'm chatting to Chef Clinton Jacobs of Delagraph Restaurant. Welcome to the show, Clinton.
Hi, Jenny. How's it going?
All good. And it's definitely time to light the fire. So I'm hoping you can share some inspiration for what I can do differently on my fire tonight.
So what I like to do at home is I actually like to use fynbos, like Cape fynbos. I add it to marinades and to the fire itself to add some smoke in the marinade with meat, especially wild sage, Cape snowbush, fish, Cape May, buku betulina, marinades, and like I say, into the fire just adds great depth and taste.
That sounds really interesting. Not something that I do often. But I'd also love to know, how can we tell if something is edible or if it's poison? If we're wandering through the fynbos and we want to put something in a dish, how would we know?
Yeah. I think the best thing to do is not to eat anything that you're not sure about. I think that's the first rule of foraging. The second thing I would suggest, if somebody's interested in having fynbos as a part of their meal, there's a few apps that you can download that you can take a photo of the fynbos and it would tell you if it's edible or not. Most fynbos are edible, but not all of them taste as great as the 15% that I think does taste pretty great.
Okay, so it's definitely worth some trial and error. And when it comes to the fire itself, have you got any good tips for making sure that the fire is optimum for cooking?
I would always suggest having your base fire and then a small fire on the side so that you can regulate your fire during your cook. So two fires, get separately, one as a starter and to cook on, and then one to stoke the fire as you go along.
And in terms of proteins, what do you choose to cook and what can you tell us about it?
So I'm Afrikaans, so lamb is a staple at the braai. And I really like deboned lamb leg. Do it whole on the fire, on a hot fire, and then cook it to medium. Sliced up with some braai lettuce and a buttermilk dressing, and there you go.
Okay, and how long would you rest your meat after braaiing, or would you serve it straight away?
So a rule of thumb is normally half the amount of cooking time. But I would say if you do a whole lamb leg on the fire, it would be 25 minutes aside, and I would rest at least 15 minutes afterwards.
Okay, well, just at the mention of lamb, I must say my mouth is watering, and I am so glad that it's Heritage Day, and if your heritage is Afrikaans, what a wonderful way to celebrate that tonight. So enjoy your braai. Thank you for the inspiration.
Thanks, Jenny. Enjoy it.
That was Chef Clinton Jacobs of Delagraph Restaurant. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.